This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local. We've moved the Spartan Mobile Studios up to Big Rapids, and we're here at homecoming. On the line right now, we've got our friend Rufino Valentine. Rufino, you out there, brother?
Hey, I'm here, guys. How's it going?
Hey, dude, sorry about all the background noise, but we've got a generator out here in this big parking lot. We're at Ferris State University in Big Rapids, and we need some help, brother. We need some vodka advice for tailgating. What you got?
Well, I got three words for you. Motor City Mary.
Oh, tell me about it. I think she went here.
Well, you know, obviously you got to get the Bloody Marys fired up on a tailgate. And we've got one of the best Bloodies with our vodka and then another Detroit company called McClure's Pickles that makes their own Bloody Mary mix. And it's just the absolute best Bloody you're ever going to take. If you like
them. Wow, that sounds fantastic.
You know, I think the last time I saw you, you gave me a little of that McClure's. That is some tasty stuff. They make some pickles, too.
Yeah.
Okay,
so what's going on? Are you guys getting the grills fired up now, or what?
Oh, we've got, yeah, it's Grill City out here. We've got to do about 1,000 ribeyes here as soon as we get off the air. We've got about 10,000 hungry alumni coming here.
Hey, Rufino, curious what you put as a garnish in your Bloody Mary. I mean, everybody's got a great mix, but sometimes what really tops it off is what's on the skewer in the Bloody Mary. What do you like to use for a garnish?
Well, I mean, you know, that's the fun thing. Just like being a chef or, you know, whatever, this is like being a chef for a cocktail. One of my favorite things are pickled string beans.
Ooh, those sound good.
Anything pickled, in my opinion, works. You can do pickled string beans, spicy pickled asparagus.
Yeah, that's what I use.
You know, the classic celery.
So yeah. we only have a few minutes for you here, so let's get right to the heart of the matter. Valentine vodka, where's it made?
Ferndale, Michigan.
Ferndale, Michigan.
100% Michigan made.
Isn't that amazing? And for those of you listening, we're talking to Rufino Valentine, a friend of the show. He makes a phenomenal vodka right here in Michigan. You don't have to get that offshore stuff if you want. You've won how many awards now with that vodka?
Well, you know, so we got the gold medal last year at the largest spirits competition in the world. Just about a month and a half ago, we won a double gold medal from the 50 best as the best domestically produced vodka. So it's just going crazy right now. And actually, I'm in Chicago. This is phase two of our plans to get Michigan manufacturing again. We're selling the vodka in Chicago now. So
that's so cool. Listen, we got to cut you short because we're on a short segment, but I wanted to make sure and get to talk to you. Thanks so much, Rufino, for joining us.
Hey, that's great. It's always a pleasure. Have fun today, you guys.
Okay, that's Rufino Valentine. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. It's the Grillin' Guys at Ferris State University.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.